State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Lake County in central northern Michigan is the poorest part of the state, with nearly half of all of its children living in poverty. That's according to the latest Kids Count data. So I decided to visit the rural county to see what life is like there for families. Now, before I introduce you to some of the current residents of Lake County, there are two things you need to know about the area. Number one, it's a nature lover's paradise, with hundreds of lakes and streams and endless acres of forest land. Number two, Lake County wasn't always poor. In fact, back in the late 1800s, things were relatively booming. Here to give us a little history lesson is Bruce Mazinski. He's president of the Lake County Historical Museum.
First big boom would have been the Civil War soldiers, the Union soldiers. They could get 80 and 160 acres of land from the government. They were trying to give opportunities to these soldiers and starting up farmland in Lake County.
Next came the rich lumber barons, and with them the hundreds of immigrants they hired to work in the logging camps. But when all the trees were cut down, the lumber barons fled, and the immigrants moved elsewhere to find work. Wealthy resort types still came to visit, but pretty much stayed just long enough to fish in the streams and soak up the sun on the lakes.
So the area has been more of an area where people have taken advantage of its resources, but moved on. We have nothing but memories and stories to tell, and we didn't reap any benefit financially from these people.
Fast forward to today, the lakes and streams and forest land are all still here, but save for a prison that was closed in 2005, big industry just hasn't reappeared, and neither have the jobs. Mary Trucks is director of 5CAP, a nonprofit that helps low-income residents.
Lake County, it seems to attract the very old and the very young. So what we do not have is a very large labor force that would attract industry.
What's left, says Trucks, is a county with a systemic poverty condition, something 34-year-old Christina Bernard knows all too well. She was born and raised in the Lake County town of Baldwin.
Yeah, we were very poor growing up, always had food stamps, times where we didn't have electricity or hot water, stuff like that. The most people here in Baldwin were like that.
Bernard has three children. The little baby you hear cooing in the background, that's her youngest, 7-month-old Reagan. The family just moved into a Section 8 apartment. But before that, they were couch surfing and staying in homeless shelters on and off for 6 years. Bernard worked most recently as a certified nurse's aide about 40 minutes away in Big Rapids. She had to quit, though, because her car is on its last legs. And like a lot of rural counties, mass public transit doesn't exist. So as far as she sees it, her only hope is to wait for a job to open up near her until she has money to get a car. As for her children,
you know, I want them to probably get out of Baldwin, move somewhere where there's more options, where there's universities, college type things, and just jobs where they can settle down with a career and hopefully do better than I did.
Well, if you really want to have, like, a bright future, I don't think Baldwin's a place to stay because there's not a lot here.
Zach Smith is the proud father of two little girls, and he and his fiancée have another baby on the way. Smith is the sole breadwinner for his family. He earns $14 an hour as a cook at the local nursing home and picks up odd jobs whenever he can. His goal? To save enough money to get him and his family out of Lake County for good.
You'll get by and make it happen, you know, just live your life. But if you want something extra for your kids, you're going to have to branch out and go somewhere different. That's my plan. This is like a starting place, pretty much, and then you move on.
Because if he stays, what kind of opportunity does he really have? Without a college degree, Smith likely won't qualify for a job with the county's two biggest employers, the school district and a bank. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News in Lake County.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.